Jonathan Reed, Bloomberg Law government reporter, joins us on the phone. So, Jonathan, California is out there. How big of a hurdle is that for this deal to clear?
I'd say it's a small hurdle, but it still needs to be overcome. You have the California Public Utilities Commission, which regulates telecommunications in California, the largest state in the country, and it needs to approve it. If it's not approved, if they reject it, that means that there could be more litigation. The commission has until July 12 to rule on this.
Yeah.
But you know, that is a remaining hurdle.
I like in your note, I didn't know this, $8.8 million in California for T-Mobile, $6.6 million for Sprint. On my quick math, there's $15.4 million. I don't know if that's a lot or not. Do Verizon and AT&T go in and say, no, this shouldn't happen? Are they agnostic?
I think at this point they're agnostic. They've been agnostic on the merger this entire time. You know, the merger was first announced 2 years ago. They've been sitting on the sidelines, and I think that will continue to be the case going forward.
So, John, again, Sprint was up almost 78% yesterday. So the market's saying, hey, this deal is all but done. What's the sense of timing for this California thing? Is California going to say, all right, that multi-state lawsuit was settled, we're just going to, you know, kind of throw in the towel here?
Yeah, so I think this lawsuit that was blocked prevailed on by the companies, basically, I think that puts more pressure on the regulator to rule on this. And this could happen by their next meeting in March. They have until July 12 to approve this or reject it. And the companies say that they're going to approve this merger, or they're going to, you know, go forward with this merger as soon as April.
Interesting. Why wasn't California part of the multi-state suit?
So they also were part of the multi-state suit. The Attorney General Javier Becerra was a major force in this. But in addition, you have this telecommunications regulator that hasn't approved the deal. So it's kind of been working on parallel tracks here.
What is California looking for? Are they looking for some kind of just concession here?
Yeah, that's a good question. Typically, what I'm hearing is that there are likely to be negotiations. California might seek worker protections, you know, commitments to rural broadband, prices, stuff like that. So there are negotiations that are probably going on right now, and it's probably going to be settled that way rather than going through litigation.
Do they negotiate to decrease the phone bill or to increase their share of it through taxes?
That's something that I think will be worked out in the negotiations.
Yeah,
some other states have, you know, some other states have dropped their opposition to the merger. For instance, Colorado, after the companies agreed to donate to state philanthropies, you know, expand rural broadband.
Right.
So I think the negotiations will go along that track.
Jonathan Reed with Bloomberg Law Department of Extortion joins us today. Jonathan Reed, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.